I can't picture myself looking back on my life with satisfaction. What have I accomplished that's so satisfying anyway? I'd probably wonder why I didn't do so much more and live every day to the fullest. Crime, sorrow, and bullets will cause me to die tomorrow. Is that a trigger? Pull it and see if death is real. Then look back on your life and answer all the questions that you wanted answered years ago. And fears will go away, and tears like rain will come another day. I think it's hard to describe it. There's someone who can't feel it. If a chance is up for grabs, you gotta be the one to steal it. Being real is real, but can become fake if you fake it. Even the realists know this, though this place is godforsaken. There's a thousand things that I've mistaken as debatable, and I debated them and lost. Now my loss is unmistakable. Unable to be rebuked, and choices were incapable to cleanse our dirty lives like horses when the stable's full. Some say that death is painful, some say that it's peaceful, some say that when we die we grasp all we've reached for, while others just let go. I think I speak for every preacher, a soul, a teacher, the speaker, I'm bold to speak. As every lonely cold is sneezing, no one will be blessed this season. People are the only reason, people are cold and freezing. Now we're screaming like there's something that makes us even, but lately it seems they're more of nightmares that I'm dreaming. We could be reborn after being bathed in our mistakes and still not see what's right or wrong. We're at risk on mistakes. I'll make guidelines to follow for your dry mind to swallow, and your thick filthy yoke will be replaced with one that's hollow, as in we'll keep reliving through forever and a day, and try to tame beasts that can't be taken back to caves. They're the monsters of our lives, but they're only made of clay. So fears will go away, and tears will come another day. You're wrong, don't cause a scene and charge your mission. Quit your travels once you see you've made a poor decision. Drop your saddle reins, all battle pains will lessen with sedition. When your eyes are shut and you're following your gut instead of me, you'll start deleting what you don't like off my photographic memory. And everything will play back as we glimpse our obscenities and take a trip through time in an attempt to find identities. We could be reborn after being bathed in our mistakes and still not see what's right or wrong or at risk on the stakes. I'll make guidelines to follow for your dry mind to swallow, and your thick filled ego will be replaced with one that's hollow, as in we'll keep reliving through forever and a day, and try to tame beasts that can't be taken back to caves. They're the monsters of our lives, but they're only made of clay. So fears will go away, and tears will come another day.